If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 11th day of April 2011. Happy birthday to Nigel Pulsford of Bush, who is 46 today. Josh Stone is 24. Chris Difford of Squeeze is 57. And it was on this day in 1991 that Ringo Starr was a guest voice on The Simpsons. Well, I did my obligatory watch the end of the Masters yesterday because, you know, it is a state golf tournament. Augusta is 2.5 hours northeast from here. And so everybody in Georgia, I think, by law, has to watch the end of the Masters. But that's the only time I watch because it puts me to sleep. All it takes is that announcer's voice, you know. He's approaching the ball on number 7. And I'm gone for the rest of the afternoon, you know. In the middle of the afternoon, I thought Tiger Woods had a chance to do it. But, you know, all these kids are so good, you know, now. And so, Tiger. But here's the reason I really wanted Tiger to win. There was rumor going around that if he did win, he would be presented his green jacket by Charlie Sheen. But that's all history. And today is Monday. And, you know, they've come out with a survey here in America. I love the people that take these surveys because when they release the statistics from the survey, everybody goes, oh, yeah, I knew that. So now they've come out with this survey, this record, this result, this report that says that Americans' income aren't keeping up with the rate of inflation. In other words, we're making less and prices are going up, and so we're never gonna catch up. Anybody that goes grocery shopping can tell you this, you know, and it came home to roost when I went to my blessed store. I can't give the name because I'm getting ready to say it. But anyway, it's their generic brand of Pop-Tarts, and it's gone. It used to be like 10 for $10 or maybe even $1.39 for however many you get. Now it's gone up to $1.70. And I was thinking, you know, if they do this to this crappy Pop-Tart box, everything in the store has gone up. It's amazing. It is just, you know, I don't know why they just don't change the name of the store to Screw You or something like that. Thank you so much for shopping. Screw you.
Screw you.
No, screw you. My God, I think I may be onto some business idea. You know, and honestly, back when I was making radio money, I was a great tipper. You know, when I would see, now, if you know, I know that this is sexist, but if you were a young lady, you would always get more money than if you were like a stupid guy or something. But some of the guys would get it like into fist fights, you know, taking my groceries out to the car. And more than likely, they didn't know me from the radio because you don't see a whole lot of people that are on the radio. And so they just knew me as this stupid guy that tipped a lot. And so someone eventually would say, well, do you know who that is? And they go, an embarrassment to his family? And they said, no, that's the guy on the radio. And I remember once leaving, I just tipped this young man, and as I was leaving, he found out I was the guy on the radio. He was ripping his radio out of the dashboard with a crowbar. One time, I came home with the wrong groceries. I don't know how it happened. It was a busy day, I'm sure, but I got the wrong groceries. And you know how I knew? I had baby formula. I live alone, and I have baby formula. And diapers, as we say in the South. Not diapers. Diapers. I love the Southern accent. I've got to go to the store and get some diapers. Now I'm getting to the age where I may actually be wearing diapers. And this would have been back in the 80s. And this is how different the 80s were than now. So I took the groceries back to the store. And the person had also returned to the store with my groceries. And we just traded them out. It was crazy. And, you know, now they've sold them to somebody else or taken them home or went back and complained, I don't know, threatened to sue the store, pulled up lame in the parking lot, slipped on something and threatened to sue or something. I don't know. And after watching these doofuses this weekend and our government almost shut the place down, I'm wondering, how did we ever get from returning groceries that weren't yours to the store to try to get them to the right person, and these buffoons not being able to come to any sort of agreement? They're still going to get their $174,000 a year, but the military people aren't going to get paid unless they do something. And I'm about to have an aneurysm now. I've got to go. We'll see you soon.